as we are learning from research in neuroscience and findings of the brain's changing nature called neuroplasticity, how you choose to pay attention is associated with changes to the structure and function of your brain, in particular areas in the prefrontal cortex, as well as regions like the insula that carry information back and forth between brain and body. These exercises are designed to help you develop your concentration so that you may attend more diligently to the wanderings of your mind and so that you may follow James's prescription to bring back a wandering attention and Osler's to live in the present. And because this practice can influence your brain's neural pathways, these exercises may lead to enduring changes. The formal integration of mindfulness in Western medicine can be found in the groundbreaking work of Jon Kabat-Zinn, whose mindfulness-based stress reduction program was developed with the intent to work with patients experiencing pain. In the 30 years since it was introduced at UMass Medical School in Worcester, Massachusetts, it has blossomed into a wide-ranging set of clinical and research applications addressing areas such as anxiety, depression, eating disorders, ADHD, and immune functioning. While Kabat-Zinn was developing MBSR, as it is known, some of his contemporaries were working with mindfulness in other ways, such as Sharon Salzberg, who had earlier co-founded one of the first Western meditation centers in Barre, Massachusetts, not far from Worcester, known as the Insight Meditation Society, and Richie Davidson, who has famously scanned the brains of long-term meditating monks. Davidson's work has revealed some of the changes in brain activity associated with mindfulness meditation. A significant and still growing number of research grants and many millions have been directed to research on mindfulness practices in connection with a variety of measures. Articles on mindfulness have appeared in medical journals, among them the recent research article that appeared in the Journal of the American Medical Association, written by Mick Krasner and his colleagues at the University of Rochester Medical Center, on the beneficial role of mindfulness practices on physician burnout. Books on mindfulness in medicine have been written for the practicing physician, perhaps one of the most insightful being Heal Thyself by Saki Santarelli, who now heads the Center for Mindfulness. The coming together of mindfulness in medicine is a natural joining, as I learned when in 2005 I attended a week-long MBSR program with Jon Kabat-Zinn and Saki Santarelli, along with a group of 150, most of whom were physicians who had journeyed to California from across the country and around the world. All of this is to say that your interest in mindfulness is taking place at a very exciting time. As I conclude this introduction, let me again welcome you to the fascinating, ancient, and cutting-edge practice of mindful awareness. You can visit the mindfulphysician.com website to learn more about mindfulness and resources you may find helpful on your journey through the practice of medicine and life.